Thank you. pray. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Come on.
Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Give him praise in the high.
How many can say God has failed you? Nobody. Somebody say, because he never fails. I live stories that proved your faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you.
Give him praise right now. I worship you. I worship you. You believe the Waymaker's in the house tonight? I said, you believe the Waymaker's in the house tonight? Amen. He's going to make a way where there is no way for you tonight. For you tonight. Put that faith out there and believe God, because God is going to do something very powerful and special in your life tonight. Let's give Him one more love and praise and honor Him tonight. He is a good God. He is a good God. Somebody say, yes, He is. He's the miracle worker. He's the miracle worker. And I'd like for the ushers to come. And our offering tonight will be going to Doc and Sid, the ministry that said, my ribs, I think my ribs need healing. to tell us so many different stories. But it is an honor tonight to have Doc and Sid. And so who's coming? Both of you coming tonight? Okay, all right, come on. You never know what's going to happen. I'm just the pastor. I'm just Amen. What a blessing.
Well, I've been preaching already twice, and he's got me on hold maybe to. But Thursday, I was preaching Thursday night at a women's conference, and I didn't have a thing. I just was empty. You've been that way when you got to hit the road and go. And all of a sudden, the Lord spoke, we're coming up on the high holy days. And I was like, you know, it just seems like it's Passover. And I'm like, high holy days. So I got to looking. That was Thursday. And on Friday evening, the 40 days of preparation started. Teshuvah. That's the 40 days leading up. Always when God does something, he has a period of leading up, of getting ready. You know, Esther had to do the purification and all for the months. 40 seems to be a number. You know, that's the time a woman carries a child, preparing to birth. Moses went on the mountain for 40 days to get the Ten Commandments, as Doc spoke this morning. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days. 40 is the time of a generation. And this 40 days is to get us ready for Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, to be in the presence of the Lord. And it's a time of repentance, and it's a time of turning back and turning away from. And you know, as Christians, we may not be sinning, but we may be doing the omission, just not stepping in the water and doing what God tells you to do. Just recently, and I'm a 70-year-old that's been on the field many years. My dad pastored 51 years, been in church forever. But the Lord gave me a word for a pastor's son. We were in a different state, a different church. And it was a quiet service, and we had gotten there late, and we were in the back, and I was like, I'm not going to go prancing up that aisle prophesying in this dead service. I didn't know how to do it, to be truthful. You know, usually there's an unction of the Holy Ghost. And so the seasoned saint that I am sat there, and I told Doc, we got about 10 miles from the church. I said, Doc, I had a word for the pastor's son, and my heart's heavy. The pastor he's in glory, and the son has moved to another state. But I had a word from the Lord. And then at about 10 miles out the road, I started wishing that I had overcome the flesh. I'm going to tell you, we got to get over ourselves. The kingdom of God is not about flesh and blood. It's about the spirit. God had a word for that young man. But I'm so thankful that two nights later, I was watching online, and a prophet went to him and said the very thing I had told Doc in the car. But I'm just thankful he got his word. But that's what I'm saying. Teshuvah is a time that we get on our face and we say, God, I repent. I repent, not for all that I've done but not what I have not done. Have I presented myself a living sacrifice before the Lord? Have I committed to prayer like I should? Have I helped others like I should? Have I been a helping hand like I should? Teshuvah is a time that we let it all go. And one pastor said, my grandchildren love for you to come to my church because you sing Let It Go every time. But you know what? It's because I know myself. And especially women, we are bad to hold on to things like, I should have, I shouldn't have, I wish I had, I wish I hadn't, that sort of thing. But tonight in Teshuvah, it's a time to let it all go. Just let it all slide off. Do as Scripture said, get thee behind me, Satan. And it also says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. It's a time to repent for unbelief, that maybe we didn't didn't step into the water and do what should have been done for the good of someone else. But it's a time of rebirth. It's a time of a new season. And so I just encourage everybody tonight that in these next 40 days, we prepare our lives. We do some soul searching. We do some fasting. We do some praying. I'm going to tell you, the altars are dying in churches, but I believe it's time. In my lifetime, when I was growing up, every Friday night, we had all-night prayer meeting, and we laid before the Lord for hours, and then I would see my dad walk into the pulpit, and people walk in the back door he'd never laid eyes on, and he was of Norwegian descent and had mountain dialect. He used improper words a lot because he didn't know the correct word. And he didn't call them our visitors. He said, "We got some good strangers just walked in." I was like, "Daddy, it's visitors." And he said, "We got some good strangers here, and I'm going to tell you what's on your mind." Never laid eyes on them, and he told them all about their life and all about why they were there, and they fell at the door. They didn't even come any farther. They said, "Surely God is in this place, and we have heard from heaven. It's time the church has a word, a right now word, an on-time word that can bring repentance and can bring restoration." That family was destroyed. They had so many things go wrong. Their brother had been wrongfully killed, and they were distraught, but God brought healing at the back door just as they stepped in. I'm calling us tonight to a place of turnaround, to a place of rebirth, to a place of a new start, to get ourselves going on the path of life. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching doc-is. But I'm going to tell you one verse. And the Lord was just rolling this over in my spirit this afternoon. 2 Kings 17:33 says, "They worship the Lord, but they serve their gods." And I'm going to tell you, I am seeing that so much in churches. They worship, and we have developed a worship. We can sway, and we know just when to do what. But when we walk out that door, we're no different. And our eyes are on other things. Our hearts are toward other things. Our passion is toward other things. But during this season, let's do soul searching and say, "Lord, am I just worshiping you with my lips and with an outward motion? God, I want to worship you from the depths of my being for who you are and what you do and what you have done. And most of all, for what you're going to do." I'm going to tell you, revival is about to sweep this land, and we're going to see the mighty power of God manifest again. We're going to see the signs and wonders and miracles. I went to Florida to move. I'd been sick. I'd been in the hospital 3 times. I'd had surgery. I was attacked by the enemy. I actually left my body. My spirit was up here, and I knew it wasn't my time. And I was warring to stay here. I was warring in the heavenlies to stay here and finish my work. But when I got better, I forgot that. And I felt tired. It took me a year to get better. And I felt tired. And I preached in Knoxville that morning, had a good service. And I was still so weak, they had to help me on the platform and help me off. And I got on an airplane, and I was going to Florida to get me a house and sit by the ocean the rest of my days. I got in that hotel late that night, wasn't going to church. Next morning, I was like, "I ain't even going to church. I've gone so much, and I'm so tired, I'm not even going." 7 o'clock the next morning, it was like an alarm went off. I sat straight up in my bed, singing an old Gerald Crabb song, "Something's going on in the graveyard, dead man's coming alive." God said, "I'm about to revival America, and the church is going to come back alive and come back to her former glory and come back to a greater glory." He said, "Get out of this bed and get to my house and worship me and tell people about my grace and about my plan of salvation." So I got up. Doc had gone on to the early service. So I got there. I walked in the door and they were singing, "Dead man, come out of that grave, come out of that grave." And I was like, well, this is a sign and an affirmation. And the pastor said, "I see Sid Renfro's just come in the back. I want her to come up to the pulpit and preach a little." I got up there, I said, "Well, pastor, I've been backslid since about this time yesterday. I wasn't even going to come to church, but I feel like preaching now. I feel the anointing. I feel it in this house tonight. God is here with us to do what needs to be done and make things happen that we can't make happen and bring things to pass that are on our horizon that we can't birth."
I've learned to stand back as I've watched. If I've watched her, I want to see what God, and that's what we're interested in. I want to see what God has for us tonight. I know, Pastor Deb, that you wanted to see that video and wanted to show it this morning. I apologize I didn't have it, but I think we've got it. And I think we'll start out with it if you want to go ahead. All right.
Hallelujah. 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 Pastor, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying there's a new something coming for you. He said, be not discouraged in well-doing. God said, I see you. You're in the palm of my hand. My eyes have been upon you. I'm going to guide you with my eye. I'm going to do something. I'm going to move. I want everybody to stand tonight, and I want you to ask God for a fresh fire to fall in this house, for something like has never been here before. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're calling on your name tonight, Lord. We're calling upon the Most High. Oh God, we want to be endued with power from on high, just as they were in the upper room. I'm asking God for the fire to fall from heaven. I'm asking for a consuming fire to fall in this place that takes out all the dross, and there is nothing left of us, but there is only the true power of the living God. There is only the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the greatest, highest form, that there is nothing but the blood of Jesus in this house. Holy, 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 holy. In the name of Jesus, I anoint you for more. I anoint you for greater. In the name of Jesus, I call down everything that has risen against you. I call it down. I call it down. I call it down. I call it in the spirit realm. It has to fall. It has to go. It has to lay beside you and not before you. Oh, in the name of Jesus. 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 There's something coming. I'm going to tell you, there's a promise coming down your dusty road, Pastor. There's a blessing. There's a provision. There's an open heaven. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the blind say, I can see. Let the sick say, I am healed of the Lord. It's going to happen just as quick as we speak it. We're entering a season when it comes out of our mouth. It's going to happen. Keep your faith up high. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Keep your eyes on the prize. Press, push, and pursue for what's ahead. Let everything go. I don't care who hurt you. I don't care what they said, what they did. Let it go. We're going higher. We're going above it. There's one verse that says, God having a greater thing. God says, I've got a greater thing you haven't seen yet, you haven't heard of yet. He said, I've got a greater thing that's about to manifest across the land. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray that test of a prayer of repentance. God, I repent. God, I lay my life before you tonight. God, anywhere you see a shortcoming or something on my behalf, I lay it before you tonight, Lord. I lay my life before you. I submit my will unto you. I submit under the great and mighty hand of God. Have thine own way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Forgive me for wanting it my way. Forgive me for even having a way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the mold me. Let him mold you tonight. After thy will, while I lay empty and still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Hallelujah. 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 I hear God saying, I'm not just going to do it again. I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to do a new thing. Keep your eyes on the prize. Oh, if you're sick tonight, I want you to come forward. If you're sick tonight, while this power of God is moving in this place, I want us to anoint you. Pray the prayer of faith. I believe God's going to do it in this house tonight. I believe we're going to see the healing power of God manifest in this place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'll just walk by, just start, maybe come this way and walk around. We're just going to anoint you and pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is your work, Lord. This is your work. This is your work. Peter and John, they walked up to that temple that day and they looked at that man at the gate called Beautiful. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. And that man rose and walked and leaped and ran into that temple with Peter and John, praising God, praising and worshiping him. Where he couldn't go before, he went before. But let me tell you, back in that day, just like in this day, there were people that didn't like what was going on. They didn't understand what was going on. They took hold of Peter and John. They detained them. They threw them in jail overnight. The next day, they got them out, and they brought them before the Sanhedrin, the authority, and there they said, don't speak of this man anymore. But they said, I can't help but speak.